Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. You're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. Great to have you with me today. Each week, I want to share with you a recording from our Sunday Solarize experience. This happens on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific time on our Inspiration Rising Facebook Live video. And you can also watch it, the replay on that Facebook page, or you can watch it on YouTube. But I thought I'd also share it here with you as a podcast episode so that you can experience the benefit of the principles that I'm sharing there. We are in the beginning, the first week of a four-week series called The Magical Power of Gratitude. And I've been reading a book called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. I believe her last name is Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. Maybe I should check out Byrne, one of the two, on the power of gratitude. And so that's what we're talking about for the next 4 weeks, and I hope you enjoy it. So let's jump in right to this past Sunday's experience at Solarize. I grew up in Kentucky, if you don't know this, and I lived in several homes in Kentucky, but there was this one particular home on Nutwood Street, 1415 Nutwood. All right. And I remember this home was built in the late 1800s. And there were two stories and a giant porch in the front. And my family lived in one half of the bottom and the whole top. And we rented out the other half of the bottom to college students. And my room was on the top floor. And I remember, just as a side note, crazy thing, I remember I like to move my furniture around all the time because I like to decorate and stuff. And I remember pushing up against the wall. And one time my back literally broke the wall because drywall. It was like probably some other kind of wall. And it broke it. And like when we removed it to replace it, there were stacks of old Life magazines from like the 50s or 60s, just crazy stuff hidden behind the walls. In the back of that house was a huge lot. I mean, huge. That's how I remember it as a kid. Maybe it was small, but I don't think so because I've gone back there as an adult and it was a pretty big lot. And my dad got the idea of planting a garden. And my dad worked for the government. Like, my dad's not like an outdoorsy guy. He's an indoorsy guy. He's a behind the desk kind of guy. But he's like, let's plant a garden. And so as a little kid, you know, that's a big deal. It's like, oh, we're going to plant a garden. This is like a big thing. This is incredible. And so this was like, I don't know, 30 rows. I mean, it was pretty big. And so I planted all kinds of stuff. Potatoes and tomatoes and corn and all sorts of stuff. And some of it, the tomato plants, I think we bought those plants, I'm pretty sure. But with like potatoes and the corn and other things, we took literally a seed worth potatoes. I guess you just put a potato in the ground. I can't even remember what we put to grow potatoes. Obviously, I am not an outdoorsy guy either. I am not a garden growing guy. Okay, I'm a behind the desk guy. But all I remember as a kid is that when we put those seeds in the ground and we watered them, and like days later, I would go outside and I'm playing and I'm looking in these rows, and like all of a sudden something green started growing up out of the ground. Now, maybe you had this experience. Maybe your family didn't have a garden at your home. Maybe it was you in kindergarten or first grade or something. You had the styrofoam cup, right, with a little bit of, and you put the seed down in there in the cup. And then all of a sudden, right, something comes up. As a kid, it is magic, right? Is it not? I mean, it is absolutely magical to go, I put something in the dirt, I put water on it, and then it sprouts up something green. This is incredible. My wife's a kindergarten teacher. She does this every year with her students, right? She's got the cup or something and puts it in. She doesn't use styrofoam because it'll kill the environment. Don't send me emails, right? Right. She uses a glass, recycled mason jar of some sort. I don't know. Puts a seed in there. It comes up. Kids are like, this is magical, right? It's magical. And so one of the things that I'm trying to do, even in my own life, is recapture the magic of planting something and seeing it sprout and grow. What would it be like if we could recapture the magic of seeing something go in as a seed, die, spring up, and grow? Don't we take some of these things for granted sometimes, that things just happen? All right, it's like, oh yeah, that's just how it happens. That's just how it happens. What if we could recapture the magic of how some of these things happen, including the process of planting something and growing? Now, you've heard the saying, what you sow is what you reap. What you plant, right? That's what sowing means. When you sow a seed, when you plant a seed, what you plant is what you grow, what you harvest, what comes up out of the ground. And so if you plant that seed, that corn seed, that potato, whatever it is, seed, I think, I don't know, right? You're going to grow more corn or grow more potato. And it's a magical process. It is absolutely magic. You put something in the ground, you put water on it, and it sprouts up. Can I get an amen from anybody in the comments that that's magical? Just say magic for me, all right? That's magic. That's absolutely unbelievable that there is a principle that you can put something in the ground, water it, and it will grow up out of the ground. Maybe you're too smart for your own britches and you're like, yeah, Dave, I know. That's just common sense. I know. I think it's pretty magical. It's pretty amazing. So the same thing is true in life, though, right? That what we plant is what we harvest. What we sow is what we reap. Now, how do we plant something in life? How do we plant something in life? Well, in life, the way that we plant something is through our beliefs, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. Our beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions. That's how we plant things in life. All right? That's how we put things into motion. That's how we begin this magical process of sowing something, planting something, and then the result is it will be harvest. Beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions. So what's a belief? Well, a belief is simply an assumption. It's something that you have thought about so many times that it has become rock solid in your mind or heart that it is an assumption of this is how the world operates. This is how I operate. This is how the divine operates. This is how other people operate. This is how the world operates. An example of a belief, especially around money, might be money is hard to earn. Money takes a long time to earn. I have to put a lot of effort in to earn money. That could be an inherent belief, aka an assumption that you have about life and business. All right, that's a belief. A thought is something that just comes into our mind, right? It could just be one time. A thought, it just, right? You have lots of thoughts. You have lots of that same thought over and over again, and it will solidify into a belief and it will become an assumption in your life, my life. So in a thought. You know, you can choose what your beliefs are. You can choose them. You have beliefs right now that you go, do I want to keep believing that? Well, the reason why you believe it is because you probably think that it's true. Well, it's true. If I had a better thought, if I thought something else was true, I would change my belief. Well, what's interesting is when you take time to examine your beliefs, you can actually change them because you're assuming that whatever your belief is right now, well, it's because it's true. Well, maybe it's not true. Maybe somebody else has a different belief. Maybe you would want to try on that belief. When you choose to try on a different belief, you're actually choosing to plant a different seed. Check that out now. You have a belief right now, and you're planting a certain type of seed. It could be a way that you think about money, your body, relationships, the divine, the world, whatever it might be. You've got that belief. You're constantly planting a seed based on that belief. What if you changed that belief? You tried on a different belief. You know what you'd do? You'd pull from a different seed bag, and you'd plant a different seed. which means that if you say focus on that different belief, you'll produce a different result. Yeah. So you can plant something based on your beliefs. You can plant something based on your thoughts. You can plant something based on your feelings. Yeah, how you feel about something. So many people in kind of the personal development world focus all on beliefs and thoughts, but I believe that if you're feeling something about a situation over and over and over again, you're actually planting seeds in that. Yeah, of course. And then you also can plant seeds based on your actions. That when you think something and you go, I'm going to take action based on that thought, if you're taking action to protect yourself in a way that's going to not be helpful, that's just kind of keeping others out, well, that's planting a seed. If you're taking action based on faith, that's planting a seed. Okay, so all of these things, beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions, those are all ways that we can plant something. Okay? Now, the question is, what are you planting? What are you planting? Now, we're talking about the magical power of gratitude. So when we express thanks for something, we are planting a seed. Yeah, when we are expressing thanks, we're planting a seed. All you're doing when you are being thankful, full of thanks, is that you are directing your thoughts toward something that is positive and that you already have. You're directing your thoughts, you're directing your beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions toward something that you already have. That's what thankfulness means. You're just focusing on it. Okay? It doesn't mean that you've got a lot of it. Let's just say that I wanted, I'm looking around here on my desk for something. Oh, here, I'll use this example. I have this paintbrush. Okay? So I'm thankful for this paintbrush. It's a small paintbrush. It's only one paintbrush. Maybe I want a lot of paintbrushes. Maybe I want a paintbrush of a different size. But rather than focusing my attention on what I don't have, being thankful is focusing my attention on what I do have. Yeah, I'm thankful for this. I'm merely focusing my attention on what I already have. And you know what I'm doing in the process? I'm planting a seed. Yeah. To be thankless is to focus my attention on what I don't have. Yeah, so if I'm thankless, even if I'm holding this in my hand, I can go, well, I don't have the other 10 brushes that I want. I don't have that big brush that's super fancy from Japan that I want. I don't have that. That's thankless. I'm less thankful, right? No, let's see. I made that up on the fly. Let's see. I'm less thanks. I'm depleting. I'm lacking thanks. There we go. Boom. I finally got it out of my brain. I'm lacking thanks for what I have. That's what thanklessness is. And so I'm focusing my attention on what I don't have. So when you're planting a thought about what you don't have, thanklessness, are you going to get more paintbrushes, you think? Well, in the whole world of the law of attraction, it simply states that like attracts like. And so whatever we focus on is what we'll get more of. Like attracts like. If I'm planting a seed of corn, I'm going to get a corn stalk, right? If I'm planting potato seed, I got to look that up. I keep saying that. I don't even know what I'm talking about with potato seeds. If I'm going to plant some kind of tomato seed, there we go. Let's go with tomatoes because I know that. You plant a tomato seed, you're going to get a tomato. Whatever you're planting, you're getting more of. Right? So if I'm planting thanklessness, I'm going to get more lack in my life because like attracts like. What you sow is what you reap. But if I'm thankful, full of thanks, if I'm directing my attention, directing my focus on what I already have, like attracts like, I will get more of what I already have. Now, I only have one paintbrush. Maybe I'm feeling like, how can I be thankful for only one when I want many? I want many of something. Maybe that's true when it's the quality of a relationship that you have. Maybe it's true when it's the amount of money that you have. Maybe it's true with the car, kind of car you have. My car's broken down. How can I be thankful for that? How can I have gratitude for that? Well, like attracts like. If you're not thankful for what you already have, you'll actually attract more lack. But when you are thankful for what you do have, you'll attract more of what you want. So one of the things that I used to wrestle with this whole sense of thankfulness and gratitude, is that if I had, if I was thankful for something, if I had gratitude for something, that it meant I was settling. It was like, well, how can I be thankful for this one paintbrush when I really want a bazillion more paintbrushes? And so if I'm thankful for this, it's going to cause me to not have motivation to pursue more. So in my mind, thankfulness or gratitude was more about like settling rather than planting seeds. And so that's one of the shifts that I'm trying to make in my own head and heart, is that thankfulness isn't about settling for what you already have. It's like, oh, well, I'm thankful for this car, even though it keeps breaking. No. You're just thankful. You're thankful you have a car. Isn't that awesome? You're thankful that you have this body. It may not function exactly the way you want, but that's not our focus. Our focus is on the fact that you have this body and that it's a health and it's growing and it's awesome, right? That's not settling. It's just planting seeds of gratefulness. So I want to make sure to tease out that little nuance there for you, is that planting a seed is what the focus is on. It's not about being thankful and done. It's about being thankful and planting that seed, knowing that like attracts like, and that what you sow is what you reap. So my invitation to you this week, one of the things that we've been doing is focusing on, like, would you do one thing for 7 days? If you could do one thing for 7 days, would it transform your life? If you go to insporising.com/solarize7, the link is in the description, not of this video, because I lost that description because it crashed. Just insporising.com/solarize and the number 7, and I can put it in the comments. But if you go to that, it's just a simple checklist to allow you to think about what could you do one thing per day for 7 days that would transform your life. The thing that I've been doing, and let's see, here's my notebook, my journal, fancy journal. In the last week, and I didn't do it yesterday, shoot, just thought of that. But I did it the first 5 days. I've never done this 5 days in a row, you guys. I've never done it 5 days in a row, is to talk about what I'm thankful for. Yeah. And so I've written down 10 things that I'm thankful for 5 days in a row. So I'll just read you some from Wednesday. I'm thankful for a dinner with new friends, Hannah and Keegan, because they understood me. I'm thankful for emotion because I think I need to feel more of them. I'm thankful for an ongoing flow of money just when I need it, because God provides for me daily. I'm thankful for music that transports my mind, body, and soul because it soothes me. Right? These are just things that I'm going, I want more of these things. But it just starts with going, what am I thankful for? So what my invitation for you this week is would you be willing to write down 10 things that you're thankful for every day? Including today, like starting today, just writing down 10 things that you're thankful for. As soon as I'm done with this video, I'm actually going to jump in there. I might even write 10 for yesterday and 10 for today, because I'm the kind of guy who doesn't want to break a streak. Even though I didn't like do it yesterday, I'm like, I'll do it today. Oh, I'm going to head back in time. I'm going to do it. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the magical power of gratitude the next few weeks. And I need more of it in my life. I do. Because I can think of it as settling, but I just want more. I want more of different things. And I recognize that that doesn't come through complaining. It doesn't come through thanklessness. It doesn't come through lack. It doesn't come through, but thankfulness, literally, it's just thankfulness is, it's directing my focus to what I already have. And in the process, it's planting a seed that will spring up magically with more of what I want. All right, so let me give you a blessing today as we kind of conclude. And I would invite you, if this is helpful in any way, to share this on your Facebook wall, and then maybe even invite a friend to join. I was trying to go live on my Facebook page, my own personal Facebook page, because I just know it can be seen by more people. But obviously, that's a problem. So I probably will just keep going live on Inspiration Rising just to make it safe, because I don't want to have the craziness that I had this morning and make you guys searching around all over Facebook trying to find me. So anyway, it's great to be with you. Let me give you a blessing. If you want to put your hands over your heart, it's a way to just say that you're part of a movement of the heart, right? You're participating in all that you're doing. You're not just moving around information as a leader or a coach or an entrepreneur, but you're part of moving people's hearts. Yeah, that's what you're doing. So this week, may you be intentional about directing your focus toward those things that you already have. Even if you want more of it, may you be willing to slow down and direct your heart with gratitude toward those things that are already in your life, and say thank you, thank you, thank you. May you be mindful of your beliefs and of your thoughts and of your feelings and of your actions when it comes to these things in your life. That you would be mindful of the ways that you're thinking about what you want. And that you would be mindful that you're not focused on lack, but that you would be focused on what you already have. And fill your heart and mind with thoughts and feelings of thankfulness and gratitude. Because that is right there. That is your journey of planting. That's planting. Yeah. And may you look and watch and wait with your eyes open wide, wondering, when is it going to sprout up? How is it going to magically appear in my life? I'm thankful. And I'm looking for where that seed is going to sprout up. That's the magic of gratitude. Go in God's grace. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.